To South Sudan, where things are pretty grim, and aid agencies have rather a dilemma. They know that 4 million South Sudanese are going to need food aid next month when the meagre reserves on subsistence farms runs out. But the agencies also know that predicting a crisis doesn't attract the same amount of media attention as an actual famine. So mounting an appeal with all the adverts that cost money might not be cost effective. We can speak now to the chief executive of the Disasters Emergency Committee, sort of charity's umbrella group here in Britain. Salah Saeed, thanks very much for coming on the programme.
Thank you.
Just to confirm to us, you're not going to launch an appeal now. What's the threshold that makes you decide that you would?
We always observe what the public perception, what the public awareness out there. That's one of our critical indicators for a successful appeal. And at the moment, what we're seeing is that public awareness of what's going on in South Sudan is very low.
So chance of success is crucial to you in working out whether you can get money.
Absolutely. We're here, obviously, to raise as much money as possible for the people that need it in places like South Sudan. And there's no point in launching an appeal if we think that it's not going to raise the kind of money needed on the ground.
Right, OK. So that's because there's a sort of like a deficit in trying to emotionally engage the public. What about governments? They shouldn't need emotional engagement. Aren't you able to go and make a point to them and say, look, the situation is this serious, it needs help?
No, absolutely. Governments are quite generous. The UK government in particular, and US governments have already donated substantial amounts of funds for South Sudan. But it's never enough. We always say that the money required to prevent a famine or a disaster is a lot more than governments are prepared to put out. And of course, we always want to launch an appeal as much as often as possible, but we need that public awareness, and raising it in the media is one of those areas.
And also for political support as well, I'm sure. Now, Salah, you raise a really interesting issue about predicting a crisis and the worth of that, because in the past few months, one of the big elements in our coverage of the disaster in South Sudan and the civil war there has been, my goodness, if people can't go back to their farms, they're not going to be able to lay the seed, and therefore they won't have any food. This is something that we've known about for so long. Is there a sense that you're almost, you're scared to say, we told you so, but you'd be justified in saying that, wouldn't you?
You know, the DEC is launched some 63 appeals in its 50-year history, and many of those have been famine-related or drought-related. And sadly, we do raise the alerts to raise the public awareness and alert the world about the impending situation. And it's sad that we can't do more to try to help, but sadly that's the world we live in today, and we wish that we were able to do more.
So, bluntly, are you waiting for kind of a visual threshold or something which will finally move the public? I mean, if there was a truly appalling picture that somebody sort of published or it came out, or television pictures that came out from South Sudan, that would make the difference, would it?
We know when we receive those kind of images, in fact, it's quite too late for many, many people, and they will unfortunately die. So that's why we need to do something now. That's why we're saying to people, look what's happening in South Sudan. Sadly, we know, as I mentioned before, that it takes sometimes images like that to shock people into a response.
Well,
that's not to say, of course, the public aren't generous. They do obviously give before and during these kind of disasters.
Well, listen, thanks very much indeed. Chief Executive of the DEC, Disasters Emergency Committee, that's Salah Saeed, with a pretty grim picture, I suppose, of the emotional economy of aid giving. It's 21 minutes past the hour. This is News.